camp. You talk about a river and a creek. Is there, what other words do you have for?
Well, some old folks call them creeks.
Creeks?
Creek, yeah.
Branch.
Yeah, branch. Branch is really a small, maybe just from, say, you got springs and the water running off of it, a branch. And then it would run into, still might be a branch, and then it gets a little bigger, it's called a creek. Then if it gets still bigger, it's called a river.
Okay. What about words like ford or fork?
Ford is a place across the creek, shallow place where you can drive across. I go that bridge.
Okay, but, and you talk about fork?
Well, that's been the way of two stream branches. Maybe a stream coming down here, one coming down here. This would be a fork of the branch. And they'll name it somehow. I know there's one small, what we call, I guess you call it a creek. They call it Keeney Fork Creek. That's the name of it. It runs into Drake's Creek. Drake's Creek starts back up and runs this way to the Ohio River, and then there's a creek coming in to call Keeney Fork.
What are the names of some of the other creeks around here? Or branches of what?
Well, there's one branch that plenty of Austin said they call Austin Branch. And it runs into really just a creek, but they call it the Red River. But it's still just a creek. And it goes back towards Springfield and back Clarksville into the Cumberland River. And one creek over here got named Sneaking Creek. Called, back in 1918, long ago, they got digging of oil around here. And right up this creek, they struck a well of strong sulfur water. An artesian well, and it runs into this creek.
Yeah.
And damp weather, it stinks, too. And that's the name of it, Stinking Creek.
Yeah.
Go ahead. It's a turns the water right milky. It's this sulfur and whatever chemicals in this well that flows into the creek.
But it tastes awful.
No, you can't drink it. Animals drink it. Sometimes kill them.
Did you ever hear of some creeks I've noticed around here, you know, or not really that close to here, but we have the word lick in the name, like Big Lick Creek or Round Lick Creek?
Well, a lick is, yeah, it used to be referred to as a place where there was salt or something in the salt, and the deer and animal would come out and lick the ground, and then that was a creek running by that would be called Big Lick Creek. It used to be right down here, out east of Galveston, a place called Cast Alley Spring. It used to be there's some kind of chemical in the ground that they called, some of them used to call it lick. That's why animals would go there. But they couldn't get salt, you know, that they'd go there and lick that ground to get the chemical to take place of salt.
So
a creek, I guess, would be referred to from the a lick would be somewhere around it.
Okay, what other names do you have for different types of land? Like, what about a grassland that's not good for much of anything besides, you know, just growing clover?
Pasture land.
Okay, what about land that has water standing on it?
Swamp land.
Okay, and if you were getting water off the swamp, you'd say that you were...
Drainage.
Okay. And what would you call the things that you dug?
Ditches.
Okay. Do you have names for different types of soil?
Well, there's clay soil, sandy soil, real rich ground, it's called loam soil.
Okay.
And, well, I guess that'd be about the main one. Clay around here, they call it red clay, and some of our clay soil is pretty red. The red is cast to it. There's some clay and yellow.